And so as I turned the phone on, I heard the saints, everybody was excited. And before you know it, I got excited, got out the chair, and I got on my knees where I normally get on my bed and started to pray. And we started praying, and I just felt a newness in my body, a newness in my spirit. And I said, Lord, you know what? The flesh is not willing. The flesh is truly weak, but the spirit really wants to reach out to God. And as I began to reach out, I just felt a newness in my mind, a newness in my spirit. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with a newness in my mind. You know, I believe God is just trying to revive me. I don't know about nobody else, but I believe God is trying to revive me. And I thank him. I thank him. I praise him for reviving this stone. Because, man, I'm telling you, life would throw some things at you. Life would just make you not want to go on sometimes. Life will make you not want to pray. Like I say, here I just got to get down on my knees in my bedroom to pray. It's not like I had to drive 15, 20 miles. And that flesh tried its best to stop me from praying. And he almost succeeded. And so I just thank the Lord for giving me the strength, giving me courage, giving me a determination to bow down before God and come into his presence. He is so great. I love him. He's awesome. And I just thank him that I did not obey the flesh, but I did obey the spirit of the Lord. And God is just an awesome God. And I know God wants to do great things in our lives. And I see him doing great things in the church during this hour, during this time. God bless you.
Thank you, dear brother. Praise the Lord. Let's give God a praise. You know, this has done a lot for us. Paul was saying where he was in prison was for the furtherance of the gospel. And I believe if we ever had a chance to talk to people and really love on people, it's now. I'm telling you. It's open. It's open. And people are hungry. People understand. And, you know, when you get people tied up in something, it just do something to be possible. So I just know the Lord is in it, and I know that he knows. It was established from the world before it was begun. He ain't coming to hold something new. No. I believe God knows everything. Praise the Lord. And he's a God of just wonder. Praise the Lord. He's a wonderful God. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For you that are here and you that are listening. Praise the Lord. And we just want to just sit at the table today and just really, really let God speak to us. Praise the Lord. So Lord, I just want to thank you. For those that are listening, I thank you for those that have come, and I just give you the praise for it. So here am I, Lord, to do, hallelujah, your biddings, hallelujah, your servant, hallelujah, I just thank you, and I'm so appreciative of being in this place. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, that we're not complaining, hallelujah, Lord, we're just thanking you, God. We're not going to stay here complaining, praise the Lord, but we're just going to praise you, God. We're just going to praise you, God. Praise the Lord, we're not going to complain, because that's what Israel did. And so, Lord, you just help us in Jesus' name. And you that are listening, complaining is not going to get you nowhere. Why don't you just praise God? I've got my greatest results of peace when I raise my hands and thank the God that I serve. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank you, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Just say praise the Lord. Just going to give him another praise. Thank him for the, oh, he's just good. He's just good in it, huh? I tell you, he's a good God. Thank you, Jesus. So as I've been home, we say locked in so much, we go out sometime, but, you know, we try to do what they tell us to do in obedience. We suit up and nose up and everything like this where you can't hardly breathe. But praise the Lord. I was reading, hallelujah, because you have a lot of time to read now. Take advantage of it. Praise the Lord. And when you talk about the praying, you know, we set hours pray. Do more praising, and when you begin to praise him, he loves it. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. So I was reading a 22 lots of times. So it says, to the house of the Lord. And so I say, yeah, that's right. He said, read it. I say, who is two words, like into. And then I said, the Lord said, bing. As I was glad when he sent it to me, let us go into the wind. And from end, he, I said, then I began to think, you know how you think of the other scriptures. So I went to 2 Corinthians 5:17. be in Christ, he's a new creature, become new. Then I begin to realize what it means to be in something. Oh, I just went, good Lord. I just got so excited. Whoo, Lord, everything was in. I was, and this is the mystery. Christ in you. This is in you. This is why people that's in the world can't think good, because Christ is not, he said, I'm with you, but I shall be in you. It's better to be in you than with you. In you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I got so excited, I didn't know what to do. I said, Lord, I got to tell somebody about this. Hallelujah. A position, something is something within something. So I was glad when they said to me, let me go in the house of the Lord. The church used to stay open. And I didn't just go up to the door to peek it. I went in it. Going to something, they never been in nothing. You got to be in it. And Christ, let's read. I'm just so excited. So help. Just say, slow down, Sister Davis. Okay. So if it's in it. See, a lot of people went to it, but they didn't go in it. He didn't. They just went to. They didn't get in. You can think different, and you're going to do different, and you're going to be different. Children of God, he said it was a mystery. He said it was a mystery. I've been loving that Christ for you, the hope of glory. Then I realized that to be in something is more than being outside of something. Go John 15. Then now look, I read, now all of us have read John 15. We'd have been preached John 15. I mean, I stepped to listen. These red letters just popped up now. Jesus said, I am the truth. Every branch in me and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth a branch in me. Oh, that made me feel so good. You got to yield because I'm in you and I'll make you what I want you to be. When you said I died daily, I said, boy, you're getting on my message now. You got to die daily to what's not. Because, see, you don't have the ability like God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he still give you a choice. You don't want to have to make nobody. You're not a robot. You don't want nobody to be made to. I don't want nobody to be made to love me. I want him to love me. If you love me, if you don't, hey. And you don't want nobody. Take away your will. You got to want to, but you got something in you that'll help you. I prayed the Holy Ghost had. He just done it. And all I said was, name, Lord. Bless your name. And as I was saying it, praise the Lord, he was doing something in my heart. I said, oh my God. Then I got excited. I said, bless your name. Bless your name. You ought to just, you ain't got, and as I was saying it, Bridget, I begin to heal. I begin to feel good. I begin to, oh my God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what, and he was telling us about that a little bit last week. And what did he say now? Any man in Christ, the hope of glory. God put that in you. You ain't never seen heaven. I've seen him today. I wish you could. But I ain't never seen him. But yet I serve something. And with me, praise the Lord, it connects. So, you know, we got a something within me that holdeth the rain. Something within me, and I'm feeling song. He said, but all, but something is in me. Because I'm not feeling the way I felt. And then you have a something that he said, be baptized. There it is again. Praise the Lord. In his name. Praise. Baptized in him. Hallelujah. Dead. Praise. Going out in this water. Like somebody said, now somebody asked me about baptism. He said, you know, you could be so alive. Amen. Because you got to go in. Praise the Lord. And he said, he ain't just spraying dirt up on you. He ain't going to put you in the ground. You're going to, okay, we're going to bury L. Yeah, you're going in that ground. But you're going to come up. Yeah. Woo. Woo. I'm excited. That fruit he take away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Listen now. Now you are clean through the words I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. Just stay in me. And let me, the branch, you can't bear no fruit by itself. Except it abide in the vine. It's got to stay in me. You can't bring forth fruit. You know, we try, you know, we want to talk to people and be able to bless. Won't come out of you. whatever in you, if it ain't in you, it just ain't in you. Come on now. You forgot. It's going to taste like a flat mess. Because you forgot. Oh, I forgot to put. You can't say, oh, my goodness. You can't go back and put no baking powder in there. You're a flat mess. But what's in, I'm trying to tell you about in now. Oh, God gave me this. I'm in it. I say, God, help me to abide in you. And that you, I die daily, Galatians, Paul said. This is why. Because God still gave you your mind. When Stephen was stoned, and I saw Jesus up, and I thought to myself, I said, you were proud. You were so proud of him being martyred, because I don't want to scare you half to death. But he stood up for his servant. He's coming. Oh, I'm so proud of you. That's what he want to say to us. You may not know like you like Stephen. Now you're beginning of the world or before the beginning. So sometimes we say, how do I get the victory now? What am I supposed to say now, Lord? And my steps are ordered. And I'm in you. You and me. And he got another scripture there. It's in John. And you. Why? Because you got the greater one in you. And great is he that's in. Great is you that him that's in you. That he that's in the world. People saying they shown up sin. And you're going to shown up be with God. When that end got in me, I said, whoa, I'm walking around the house. It changed my attitude. I said, whoa, Jesus, thank you. I thank you for choosing me. And that boy, I got happy. I just walking around the world. Praise the Lord, helping me. Praise, can't no devil do nothing if you in me. Christ is in you. He can't come, the devil, if he could handle Jesus, he can't handle Jesus. He could, Jesus say he come, he said he come to me, but he, I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited at the hope of glory. You ought to praise God that he's living in you. The hope of glory. Praise the Lord. And they just said, because Christ ain't in them. Because if Christ is in you, you're going to be quick to repent. You're going to be quick to not do stuff. You're going to quit. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. You get anything out of this? I'm telling you, I changed. Then he said, well, I'm going to do ends. He said, I am the vine. He that abideth in me and I in him. The same, you can't do nothing. If a man abide not in me, men gather them and cast them into the fire and they'll burn. Listen to this. And your words, and my words. Say words. It's the life. We got to be led by the word. He said, and my word abide in you. Number 10 say, if you keep my commandment, here it is. Keep struggle, cause Christ is in you when you was baptized and you came and knocked the door down. Praise, oh no, no. Hallelujah. And you didn't want him to. I know, Lord, when I was on in, I needed you. God, you helped me. God, if you forgive me, I'll never do this again. But when he came in me, praise, I was new. I thought new. I didn't think like the church thought. And I thought these other kids at the church, they could do stuff. They go out, you know, the church say don't do this, they do it. Oh, wrong. I was young, you know, and I, you know, look, I there was 19 or 20, I guess, and we couldn't go swimming because you dress undressed. I puts my swimming suit on and goes out, and all the respect that these men had for me, they lost it. I said, oh, God. Okay, listen. So I got this little swimsuit on, and I go sit in the truck, and it started thundering and lightning. And I was scared to death to laugh at you. See, you hold, listen now, you hold up a winking at you. And see, we didn't know that they look at us. Now we understand, but we didn't know it then. No, she laughed. She said, oh, you scared now. I did. I didn't do that no more. Even though I was made up like, you know what I'm saying? And nobody had that particular revelation to tell me when I'm in Christ, I'm new. You're going to have no excuse. No excuse. God is raising up his people now. God is clean. And you're going to want to do it because there's something in you that loves God. And there's something in you. But it's what he put in you. So anybody is in Christ, eat. Now I'm going to put it up. He is a new creature. He's a new, you are. Amen. I just love it. Thank you, Lord. And he said, Philippians 3:9. Somebody read. He said, and be found in him. Not have the faith of Christ, the righteous, read it, righteousness, which is of God, by we are able to do. And say, well, I don't know. Yeah, I know what's wrong with you. I know what's wrong. But I'm going to tell you something. Brother Hell, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is greater than the flesh. He's greater than that. And the power, the same power that raised, same power that he raised Jesus from the dead is in you. You know you've been changed. That same power. Not something that he just ain't going to. Oh, can you think of it? Think about it. It's something to think of, ain't it? So now we can. I just was born this way. I got this bad temper, and I just gotta. Hello, and then when you need to shed it, it's gonna hurt because that's part of that old man. The old man. He trying to get up, and if you let him get enough, he'll get so alive you can't. He tries to get up. Amen. But you are a new creation. You knew. And that's why Jesus told, I understand a little bit now, he told Nicodemus, he said, but you got to be born again. You got to be born again. And that's what born again. When Christ come in, you're born again. You really are born again. You're born in Christ, in a new family. You got a new everything, a new bloodline, new everything. I believe we are one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That God has chosen for this hour. Be part of that Joel army. That rose up and nobody could put them down. Went through the windows. They were everywhere. One of those. I'm going to be one of those, hallelujah, that the world can't handle. And they're going to wonder, what's the matter with her? Why are you something? I'm wondering, they're not supposed to understand you. The world don't understand. How are they going to understand? I hope. Over for some. But anybody that wants to love God, when you get in Christ, you got something in you that ain't help. He ain't got to go try to do nothing. Or put. He is the overcomer. You got, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in you. Ooh, you got God in you. You got God in you. Just like when he made. How do, when you get saved, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost blows into you. Praise his spirit. He has to realize it though. You got to come to terms. You got to say, wait a minute. And it's still up in there. You know I had $1 million. Well, you had someone to leave you back yonder, left you $1 million. Oh, I ain't never read that. No. Well, you should have been here. Because they left you. I don't know what happens to it. Jesus left you $1 trillion. Every the whole. Just look at you. Now everybody, that resonates with everybody. John 15, I think it's 15:26. I hope it is. I hope I can remember that. 15, hallelujah. 26. No, John 16:15. Thank you. All things said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you, to Jesus. And Jesus has given it to us and showed it to us. The message was too well. Somebody said, what's she talking about? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what in means? If you're not in Christ and you ain't a new creature, because he gonna give you a new man. When you get, that's how you know you saved. What? Say, I ain't, because when Christ come in you, he makes a difference. It may be you get a little weaky around, and I'm not saying you ain't gonna do nothing. You may stumble, but you don't feel like, you know, you stumbling for days, and you be down, oh God, forgive me. Oh, then you saved now. If you saved today, and if you're not, it's time to get saved. It's time, and he will come. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and all you got to do is open the door. Come right on in. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let, if he's knocking at your door, and you see how the world is going, you ain't seen nothing yet, honey. Because what it is, see, you're not going to be able to stand. Right now, oh, if they come 2 feet to you, go, oh, no somewhere. You want to be, you know, like they're going to the beach. Okay, y'all at the beach. All right, you beach folks. Jesus said you. If you ain't got that covering over you, because if you wouldn't be at the beach, though, let me. But I'm going to tell you, your beach that, because you think you got enough nerve to go to the beach, don't let the devil. If you ain't got Christ, you ain't got no keeping power. You ain't got, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you get off that beach, worth it. Boy, it ain't worth it, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So I ask God for Christ in you, the hope of glory. Pray, I didn't say religion. I called theism. I said Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Give your heart to the one who can do for you. Praise the Lord. To get off the suicide off your head, they'd rather be dead than to go through what they think they might have to go through later. But I'm going to tell you, praise the Lord, that's what the Bible said. Them people was in the furnace. They went out up. Oh, the folks that was in it, they came out without a smoke on them, without a... This is the same God. I said it's the same God. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll get in the fire. Praise God, but I'm going to tell you, we couldn't know you. They're going to say, where you been? How did you believe? Hallelujah. Did you stay in? You stayed in. Oh, what did you do? Church? He be preaching to me. You ill? You all right, man? How you make it? Don't get ready to get you some word, because they're going to show. Praise the Lord. Well, they tell me the boys was round in there walking. And they was probably saying, bless. they praising God. Praise the Lord. Another one looked like, and I don't know how that man knew that. I don't know how he knew that. They going to know the Son of God. Revival Center, you going to lift Jesus up. And you all that's coming to Christ, you going to lift Jesus up. Man, you been here. How old you say you are now? I made it through Jesus. I made through Jesus. And he's going to show us this. It ain't going to be no 20 years from now either. God is showing up now. Right now. When you stand right where you are, God is showing up in you. Praise the Lord. We're going to put your friend that's in that nursing home. We declare it to be done. We declare that God going to keep us not going into her room. I declare it. I declare it. Hallelujah. I declare it. I don't care if it go around her, under, across her, but it ain't going to go near her. Praise the Lord. I declare it. God will keep us. I say he'll keep us. I said he'll keep us. Keeping us. It ain't you keep. You know, I told my, me and my elder talking about it. I said, the way they talk about, I don't care what you spray, what you do this. Praise the Lord. What you going to do, spray your mail? Box of cornflakes, you going to spray that too? You going to be a spraying dude, I tell you. What else you going to spray? I'm not saying you should not do what you feel to do now. I'm not saying that. It must be terrible. But we send the word out that this fear would leave. So scared. My daughter talked to me. She said, Mama, people are so scared. It just so, they're so scared. Go out there. They may be telling you something. They tell you, go out. How you know? Hallelujah. But I want to give God the praise. I say I want to give him the glory. Believed. We didn't have to have these deep beliefs like we believe in now. How do we believe in God that's keeping us? Praise the Lord. I ain't pulling off my clothes. I may wash my hands now, because they got me washing my hands, you know. I say God is keeping us. Hallelujah. God keeping me. God. Praise the Lord. He's keeping him. He's keeping him. It's God that's keeping him. God is doing it. It's God. And he'll keep you. It ain't called, can't nothing hurt you. I say, can't nothing hurt you. Woo. Well, Lord, fire burns up stuff. It burns it up. I don't believe it. I believe when you go in the house, praise God, you got to realize you walk in. They want us to believe that. It makes God feel, the more you believe it, the more you believe it. So it ain't you, it's Christ in you. You know that big talk you got, yeah, the Lord keep me, that's Christ in you. You can say Christ keeping you. You can say he's keeping you. So ain't you scared, girl? No, scared of what? Scared of what? What am I scared of? I mean, you can't even see this. This is crazy. You know, I could see something you could see. If a booger man coming in your house at night, you know, with a bad mask on, hallelujah, and running around the neighborhood, and you can see him, and you got to go. You can't even see this. Come on, children of God. You can't even see it. Jack, we pass this, we going to be some bad folks. Okay, bad. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm going to end the rest of my life. Lord, I'm in you. Lord, you in me. Hallelujah, you in. Hallelujah. Come on in the house. Have a seat. Would you like some coke? What do you want? Do you drink coffee? Praise the Lord. Do you need a sandwich? Just stay long as you want. Don't leave. Stay here with me. Stay in me. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Christ in us. You Christian, especially you Christians. You go to church, you don't have, you shame on you. I'm not saying you walking out there like you some bad somebody. But you, that mess you put on your bed, how you know where it come from? Good Lord. I've done all that stuff. But I mean, I ain't talking about trying to get rid of no corona. You're doing the right thing. Let peace comfort your hearts. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I've delivered my soul. I pray for those who are listening that they would make up God. There's nobody like you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's say, Father, and tell the saints now that we must obey his word. Because I believe every word for us. And I pray, Lord, for all those who have fear, I curse it. It's for that you would heal their minds, especially those that love you, God. If you need special prayer, I guess you can. Brother, do they have a way to get in touch with us out there? Help. You may help things that you ain't. You don't say, but. Because I don't know what you, you know, you know what I'm saying? So if you're there and you need prayer, maybe you're afraid, maybe email us. Hallelujah. I think the main thing is on the tell you, God hears our prayers. God hear you too. So very much. You're not anywhere that God can't help you. He won't help you with if you let him. If you let him. So God bless. Same time, same station. We love you. God bless you.